Lawmakers may have excused some snow days for schools, but as midnight rolled around Tuesday, it was clear the General Assembly would be making up for some of their own, adding a 29th day. The eventual gavel drop in the early morning hours signaled the end of a session marked by unexpected delays, showdowns on issues ranging from needle exchange programs to transgender bathroom use, and 11th-hour jockeying over key bills, most notably heroin. In the final hours, legislators converged on compromise language stiffening some penalties for serious traffickers, providing $10 million in immediate treatment funding, and allowing for a Good Samaritan clause. Representative John Tilley, who led the charge in the House.
We came together. I think the stakes were too high. We had some different philosophies, but I think we came together in a very bipartisan way and passed what I think is one of the most comprehensive pieces we've had in some time.
Standing just outside the Senate chambers was Charlotte Wethington. The 2004 involuntary drug treatment bill known as Casey's Law is named for her daughter, who died at 23 of a heroin overdose.
This is in honor and memory of all the people that we've lost, and it's hope for all the people who are in crisis now.
Advocates for domestic violence protections for unmarried couples also breathed a sigh of relief as their bill cleared the Senate. But the comeback story of the night belongs to House Bill 299, a gas tax freeze which appeared to be on life support earlier in the day. The compromise measure sets a new floor just a cent below the current rate, allaying fears that a scheduled 5-cent drop in April would devastate the state's road fund. Still, when it comes to judging lawmakers' output, Senate President Robert Stivers says Kentucky voters will be the final arbiters.
A lot of the things that weren't expected to get done got done. So that's what I would say to the public. You know, when you judge us, I think we put together a lot of bills that we said we would, and we passed them.
In Frankfort, I'm Josh James reporting.